Welcome to the Mouli Asset Management Podcast for December 15th, 2010. I'm Allison Cleary, and with me is Tom Mouli, president of Mouli Asset. So, Tom, what are we looking at today?
Well, the pattern that we take with these podcasts is we take the article written by John Dorfman. He is a money manager out of Boston. He's also a syndicated columnist for Bloomberg. And once a week, Dorfman publishes a column of stocks that he is looking at the present time. And what we do is we're not out there to agree or disagree, but what we do, since Dorfman takes his stocks and uses a fundamental approach, we thought it would be a cool idea to take the same names and put them up on a point and figure chart and see what the technical picture of his fundamental stocks look like, and then we'll either agree or disagree based on the technicals. So what's on his agenda this week?
Well, this week, Dorfman talks about stocks that fall under the stock screen of growth at a low price. As I understand it, a Gallup stock, as he calls it, is one that shows average annual earnings of 25% or more over the past 5 years, but is still selling for 12 times earnings or less. So this week, he actually talks about 10 of them, the first one being Lam Research.
Okay, Lam Research is in the semiconductor sector. The symbol is LRCX, and it trades at around $51 at the present time. The stock gave a huge base breakout at $43 in October, and since then has moved from 43 up to 51. I would expect that this stock may pull back into the high 40s or maybe $50. But the stock sure looks good. I like this pattern a lot, and I think now that semiconductors are starting to warm up again, I think this is a pretty good name. I'm kind of surprised that we agree on fundamental and a technical picture.
Well, the next two stocks he talks about are insurance related, so they would be Life Partner Holdings and HCC Insurance.
Okay, well, this is where we're not going to agree. Life Partners, symbol LPHI, is an insurance company. This is a stock that is stuck up against its resistance line at $23. The stock is now $18. the stock seems to be forming a bearish triangle. Normally, a triangle pattern forms and you get a pretty violent move in one direction. I would avoid Life Partner Holdings. I don't know much about the company to begin with. The other company that he mentioned was HCC Insurance Holdings. The symbol is HCC. This stock has a lot to tell us in the next couple of weeks. It's sitting at a triple top at $29. At the moment, it's 28 and change. But there's also a triple bottom waiting at 24. And if the stock were to break that triple bottom at 24, it would also break the support line, which would be a pretty significant event. When a chart breaks its support line, you're now taking it, and instead of it going northbound on the parkway, you've now turned around and you're starting to head southbound on the parkway. So I would definitely wait and watch and see what happens with HCC.
Dorfman this week also talks about M&F Worldwide, and this is a company that's controlled by Ronald Perlman, who is in charge of the beauty empire Revlon. However, M&F itself makes Chex and licorice.
Chex and licorice. And I guess we're not talking about wheat Chex and rice Chex.
It is talking about printed Chex, yes.
Printing Chex. Okay, that's an unusual business mix. And it's also an unusual pattern in the sense that MFW, which is M&F Worldwide, the stock hit its high for the year in January in the low 40s. Today, $22. So this stock has been sliced in half over the course of 2010. And it doesn't look like the damage is over yet. The stock broke a triple bottom and broke support in June, then gave another triple bottom break in August, and is now sitting on another double bottom. So clearly, this is a pattern that we want to avoid. That's MWF.
Travelers Company is the next stock Dorfman discusses, and it has a market value of $25 billion, which makes it the largest corporation on the list this week.
Yeah, most of these stocks are small cap in nature. I'm really surprised that he came up with a stock like this. Travelers, TRV, the big insurance company, that at one point they were a member of the Dow Jones. But this pattern actually looks okay. The stock it's a slow-moving stock. It's got plenty of chart pattern on just one screen. The stock in September was 52, got up to 57. Now it's pulled back to 55. So it's a slow-moving stock. You don't have to really worry about it unless it breaks support at $50. Travelers looks okay to buy. We can probably buy some other names that may be moving a little faster.
Well, once again, we see colleges on the list of Dorfman's stocks, and the three he talks about this week are Corinthian College, ITT Ed, and Lincoln Ed.
Okay. Corinthian, we talked about a couple of weeks ago because he had just put this in his column back in November, and this is a stock that has been a disaster from the beginning of April when the stock was at $19. It broke support at 14.5 in May, and since then it has just been sell signal after sell signal after sell signal. The stock is now sitting at $4. So this year, well, actually in the last 8 months, it's gone from 19.5 down to $4. And it doesn't look like it's done going down either. This pattern doesn't look like it's made a base at all. So clearly we want to avoid Corinthian College. Symbol is COCO, C-O-C-O. The other two educational stocks, I think he likes a little better. ITT Educational, they advertise a lot on TV. Their symbol is ESI. This is a stock that's stuck under its resistance line. Also, Lincoln Educational Services, LINC. That stock is just about $15, also stuck under a resistance line. And as a general habit, I'd like to avoid chart patterns that where the stock or the mutual fund chart is stuck under a resistance line, because that's going to really hold back any kind of potential gains that we could make in the stock. Yes, Lincoln Educational Services does look like it may be moving up towards the resistance line. So if someone really wants to speculate, it's not for most people, but if you wanted to speculate, the resistance line on Lincoln is around $19. The stock is just about $15 right now. ITT Educational just looks like it's making a big base, stuck under a resistance line. There's better places to put money to work.
Dorfman himself seems a bit hesitant even about ITT and Lincoln, so it seems like maybe it's too big of a risk to take right now for someone who really wants to be secure with their money.
Yeah, I just think that when you're involved in a pattern, if you're looking at a point and figure chart and the pattern is held back by the resistance line, there's usually when there's news, it winds up hurting the stock more than helping the stock. And so I tend in general to avoid the patterns where we're stuck under a resistance line. There's always better patterns to find.
Well, in comparison, Dorfman calls Humana Inc. a favorable stock, and he says it's attractive.
Yeah, I agree. Humana, the symbol is HUM, and it's about $55. This is the polar opposite of the last couple of stocks we talked about. Humana is trading above its support line, several buy signals throughout the year. It did not get hurt too badly in May when the market started going down. In fact, it has a pretty good support line at $44. And Humana actually looks okay here at 55.
Well, rounding out the 10 stocks is CCAR Holdings, and this stock is actually expected in the year to come to fall more than 50%.
Yeah, I saw that in the article, and what he's referring to is analysts are expecting that CCAR's earnings will fall by 50% over the next 12 months. And you know, for the folks that are listening, that's really just a prediction of where earnings are going to go. It doesn't necessarily mean that the stock is going to follow the earnings. We are not really going to know. And that's the hardest part, I think, of the analyst job, is they have these facts that they get from the company and they're trying to really predict the future. What we try and do at Mullooly Asset Management is avoid predicting the future. We just want to work with what is actually happening now. And so when we look at a stock like C-Core, the symbol is CKH. It's trading at $102 a share. In December, actually the beginning of this month, it got up to $116. It's now forming a bullish triangle pattern, which is a very powerful pattern that we've seen on screen. So C-Core is something to watch, CKH. That's pretty interesting. And I think the whole concept with some of these stocks that Dorfman has talked about in this week's column is that he's looking for value names. As a value type manager, Dorfman wants to buy companies at 50 cents on the dollar or less. And the whole trick to being successful with a value approach is you have to be extremely patient. If you're buying assets at pennies on the dollar, you have to hold these things. You got to buy them right, and you got to wait and wait and wait and wait. And unfortunately, today, most people just don't want to wait. We'd rather focus on things that have positive patterns and try to avoid negative patterns. And so what we also want to stress to everybody is that the names that we talk about today and the names that we talk about every week are not recommendations from Mullooly Asset Management. What these names are recommendations from John Dorfman's column published this week in December 2010. It's published on Bloomberg.com, and you'll find it in local papers here in New Jersey. It's published every Sunday in the Asbury Park Press, and I've seen it in the USA Today and other papers around the country. So we tell everyone to always consult with an advisor before you make a decision to buy or sell anything. If you don't have an advisor, feel free to contact Mullooly Asset Management. You can reach us at 732-223-9000, or you can find us on the web at mullooly.net. That's M-U-L-L-O-O-L-Y, mullooly.net. So I think that just about wraps it up.
That'll make all 10 stocks, yes.
Wow, that's a lot. Okay, we'll see what he brings up next week.